Well, it wasn't exactly a surprise. During the course of the debate on this bill, I actually amendatory vetoed the bill. I thought there were some shortcomings in that bill. I said so to the legislative leaders and members who advocated for it. They decided to plow ahead, there obviously are some things that the federal court has noted. Now, there will be an appeal. We'll see what that happens. But I really feel that we should always respect the collective bargaining process, and that's basically what the judge said yesterday. We can't preempt that. It's a federal law. So we may have to visit this. Having said all that, we want to have more conventions in Illinois. And that is a very high priority because there's a lot of jobs involved in that, including jobs in the food industry. And this fine high school trains a lot of young men and women in the culinary arts. And we want to make sure that those opportunities for jobs, we get as many as possible with all the conventions that come to our state. We have 303,000 people involved in hospitality and tourism in Illinois. We want to have more. Our state has had 13 straight months of declining unemployment. We were number one in the Midwest at job creation last year, fourth in the nation, and we want to keep that going. So conventions are very important, and we've got to get that law straightened out so that it does comply with all the federal requirements and keeps bringing in new conventions.
Spent a lot of time criticizing Wisconsin's governor for his collective bargaining. Now you have a federal judge saying this about Illinois' own role on
Yeah, well, I think we got to keep it in mind that what happened in Wisconsin was unprecedented. There's an effort by their governor to take away across the board collective bargaining opportunities for literally thousands, tens of thousands of people there. I disagree with that. As I mentioned, I mandatorily vetoed the law regarding McPeer and McCormick Place. I thought there were some shortcomings, and I pointed them out. Some of our legislators went plowing ahead, and we'll have to maybe do some repairs. But I'm confident we can get that done in a method manner together. Well, I mean, what the court says, if that turns out to be the final decision, we're going to have to address those issues. You can't just look the other way. You know, sometimes when you go too fast, or you're just on a mission where you forget some basic things, then you have to go back and straighten them out.